Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Also, Kid Rock.
If that one wasn't good.
You don't like the ball with the bong, the bang, the bang, biggie, diggy, 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 the bomb, the bomb, diddy, biggie?
No!
Dylan does himself while picturing you, Paul. Woof.
Shut the hell up.
What? What are you telling?
Dylan's getting angry again.
Why are you getting angry?
No, I'm not. I have no reason to be angry. I'm just messing with you.
We were so scared of getting caught, but that's...
Still scared of getting caught.
He threw a bucket of water on the audience at one point.
What is he, fucking Harlem Globetrotters?
Hi, welcome to episode 67 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I...
What the fuck was that?
Well, Jim had a voice change since we last recorded an episode.
What'd you put a fucking can in front of your face?
I covered up my mouth. I did like that.
It sounded like a puppet.
You know what, Mike? I'm picturing him like we're using like computer iPad, and he's like speaking into a fucking can with a string attached to it.
Well, it's pretty damn close to that nowadays, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Oh, boy. Look who it is. It's Michaela and Jamie. How are you doing?
Michaela and Jamie.
Oh, I see what he did there. That was clever.
Yeah, he used our names as in a feminine... feminine name, yeah. But it...
Jim, you were really struggling there.
So does that make him Dilfer?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
yeah, I literally just buried my fucking face into my hand.
What? What? That's... Oh, come on, that's a good little inside line for some people.
Okay, you can leave it in.
Hey, so, but if you want to check out all the misadventures of Jamie, Michaela, and Dilfer, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Instagram if you want to see pictures of all our zany adventures. And if you type in at Jim... Okay, Ooh. Let's try that again. Let's try that one again.
How do you type that into the Twitter or the Instagram?
Well, wait, I can't answer that. That would not make any sense. you can follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod for daily, occasionally weekly, pictures of our zany adventures. Or you can follow us on Twitter. We prefer both. And that is at JimsBBQPod.
And if you would like to email us, you can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. And you can get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
And Jim is apparently, since we last spoke, he is now, like, working for NPR or something.
Yeah, that was aced, dude.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, that was good.
You said it was aced. I like that.
Yeah. But don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
What are you typing, Boulevard?
Yes, I am. Sorry. Trying to get this done.
All right. So, Dylan, what in the world are you smoking tonight?
Nothing. I don't know why you would say that.
I don't know. Dylan, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking... all right, I gotta find the fucking name of the brewery.
So apparently you have smoking something.
No, it doesn't say it on the front of the bottle, but I found it. Okay. Well, I'm drinking from Birrifico Montegioco, which is an Italian... I believe that's Italian. Yep, it says product of Italy. Should have known. It's Dolly Raptor, like Velociraptor, and it's a sour ale aged in oak barrels, and it's pretty good. I'm actually really digging it. The oak aging gives it a nice taste, and it's not super, super sour. Actually, the full name of the beer is Dolly Raptor The Barrel Thief. It has a picture of a velociraptor kind of looking dinosaur stealing a keg of beer, and there's a little dragon drinking it. It's got a hole in it.
It's a hole in the bucket, dear Elijah, dear Elijah.
Okay. And also, it's from 2014.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Elijah, oh me.
Okay, Jim does not care.
I care.
That's a fucking lie.
I care.
The cake is a lie.
Ice, did you play that game?
How else would I know that?
Okay, that was a fucking great game, dude.
It is a great game.
Did you play that game, Dylan?
I actually did not. I played a little bit of it once at like a friend's place, but I did not play it. But it looked pretty fun.
Very much fun.
It's fun and funny.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, Portal and Portal 2 are two games that you should definitely check out.
All
right. Have you even played Portal 2, Mike?
Hell yeah, I have.
Nice.
You seem surprised by that.
Just didn't think that'd be your type of game.
It was fun. I like puzzle games, and it's a puzzle game, really.
Yeah, basically.
It really is. I mean, I found it kind of fascinating and thought-provoking, and then also, like, the humor and everything that they brought to it it helped enhance the game.
Oh, McDonald's, definitely, dude.
Yeah. I mean, the whole reason why I got into playing the first one was because they included it with, speaking of great games.
The Orange Box?
And I mean, Half-Life, I believe it was Half-Life 2 it was actually included with, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. And Half-Life 2, I mean, it all time probably one of the best computer games I've ever played.
Oh.
Such a great game. In my opinion.
I never played that game all the way through, but I remember I had a demo for it, and like the level that I had to play, I just thought was fucking creepy as hell. Like, I got so wigged out by it.
Oh, yeah.
It was, what is it, We Don't Go Back to Ravenwood or something? I don't know. It was like level 5 or something. And
It's been a few years, so.
Oh, my God, those fucking headcrab things were creepy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And then there were, like, the screaming things. That I'm just like, oh, my God, no. This is fucking freaking me out.
So, Jim, I couldn't tell by your reaction. Did you like the game, or were you not a fan?
Portal?
No, Half-Life 2.
No, not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, Gordon Freeman can suck it.
Oh, Gordon Freeman really does not have any character.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised at that. I figured that would be right up your alley.
I would have thought so too, but I personally think the game fucking blew.
Okay.
What was the other game? Oh, Team Fortress.
Team Fortress was fun. Oh, fuck yeah.
I figured that probably would have been closer. I kind of had a feeling there. You probably played that with Henry and E.T. the E-Man and
all probably those at one point, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Mm-hmm.
The AOD?
Yes, Army of Duck.
Army of Duck. I do like the original meaning of it, though.
No, that was the original meaning.
Oh, so now it stands for another old dude?
Any old dudes or whatever.
Any old dudes?
Me and them just say that joking around, but... Because we're old.
Yeah, this is true.
So, Jim, I mean, I know we went off topic a little bit, but what are you drinking tonight?
I actually don't have anything. We had dinner a little bit ago, and I'm quite full.
What do you have for dinner?
We went to an Italian restaurant that's local in town here that's phenomenal. And my favorite thing there is pepperoni burls. And it's so good.
Excellent.
You get any dessert? You get some sorbet?
No, I was fucking stuffed, dude.
Nice.
You stuffed like a cannoli.
Mm-hmm. Leave the gun, grab the cannoli.
Yeah.
So, if I'm drinking something, but Jim's not drinking anything, surely you're drinking something.
Yeah, you know, I had something interesting tonight that I was kind of hesitant, and I'm not sure why, because it's actually not too bad. It's from Founders Brewing. It's their DKML, which is a Imperial Malt Liquor aged in bourbon barrels.
So, two things. One, actually three things. One, I have a bottle of that, too. Two, it's just such a weird fucking idea for a beer, or quote-unquote craft beer. And three, I almost grabbed that out of the fridge to drink tonight, so we almost were twinning.
Almost.
That's loco, man.
It, you know, in all honesty, like, if I find, like, maybe another single bottle of it, I might grab one and put it down in the cellar for, like, a year or two, just to see what happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get old.
It will. Hopefully it gets better with age. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Just like you, Jim. Hope, you know, you're getting better with age.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
And fatter. According to Dylan. Bastard.
But, I'm actually genuinely surprised by the DKML from Founders. Pretty decent concept.
I thought he was going to say, I really am quite surprised by the level of Dylan's malice to you, Jim.
I'm used to it.
But, yeah. So, I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, you know, like if...
Malice, you mean?
You, yeah. Or you enjoyed Billy D. Williams back in the day?
Colt 45?
Yeah, man. And you want something like... You want to be like Billy D. Williams, but you want a craft version of it? Check out Founders DKML.
Who doesn't want to be like Billy D?
I don't know. Good question. Who wouldn't want to be? Apparently Dylan?
Oh, no. Billy D. Cool dude.
Yeah, man.
I like him.
All right, Dylan. We've had a busy couple of weeks. I know we have. I mean, I went to see U2 and Beck opened. It was an amazing concert and everything. Not a whole lot of, you know, interesting stories. I did tailgate out before the show and had some great beers. Got approached. You know what? I do got a couple fun little quick stories. The people that we ended up parking. The show was at the Buffalo Bills football stadium. Where actually Jim and I had just seen Guns N' Roses a couple weeks prior to that. And we actually ended up parking. I was with my brother Sean and my sister Tina. We ended up parking at a church just down the road from the stadium. And we tailgated at the church. So we had some beers. We had some alcoholic beverages. You know how we do. But we had stopped at Wegmans.
Oh, Wegmans.
Yeah, we stopped at Wegmans. Yeah, Wegmans. We stopped at Wegmans and got some victuals beforehand. And my sister and I, we decided to actually, they have a pretty decent sushi department there. So we got some sushi to go and had like a huge sushi tray. And one of the people that was running the lot, he's like, I think I've seen everything now. He's like, I don't think I've ever seen anybody show up here with like a whole tray of sushi and tailgated with sushi.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that was pretty fun. The other fun thing also happened while we were tailgating in the church parking lot was we're sitting back in our camp chairs. I had an Allman Brothers tie-dye on, as I'm apt to do. And this woman approaches me. And I want to get your take on this, Dylan. She approaches me. I'm drinking a beer, kicking back, enjoying my time, maybe having a piece of sushi or two, you know, working the rest of the tray of sushi, you know, trying to finish that up. And she comes up to me and she's like, hey, you happen to have any marijuana?
That's fucking awesome.
So I look up at this woman after she asked me if I had any marijuana, and I go, I kind of laugh, and I go, you know what? I was like, despite my appearance, no, I do not have any marijuana on me.
What's your appearance have to do with anything?
Oh, okay, come on.
My long-ass hair, my Allman Brothers tie-dye, you know, I got sandals on. I'm looking a bit hit.
Sunglasses, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I'm looking a bit hippie-ish, you know what I'm saying?
If you say so.
So she walks away laughing, you know, because she thought it was funny. So there's a couple things that occur to me about this thing. Is, A, she could have been, like, legitimately looking for marijuana. Or okay. B, this is the other, like, where, like, my mind starts thinking about these things. Is B, really, she was, like, undercover, and they were trying to bust people for, like, selling shit.
Or C, Jim, maybe she thought he was cute.
Wow, that couldn't be possible.
It's Ooh, possible.
I don't know.
You're pretty cute, Mike.
I know. I mean, it wasn't Liz who approached me.
Yeah.
You know, in regards to the first option where she might have actually been looking, she probably approached you as well, thinking, like, he looks like he's really nice.
That could be.
He's sitting there, he's laughing, he's having a good time. It's not like someone else who's just sort of, like, standing around being like, very obviously, I'm like, you know, have marijuana, but they're just, like, looking really gruff about it.
Right. But she moved on, and, you know, it occurred to me after the fact. I started thinking about it, you know, on the ride home and everything. I was like, man, gee, I wonder if maybe she wasn't actually looking to score some marijuana.
Like she was maybe looking to score you.
No.
Nice.
Although, you know, Liz often says that sometimes. Like, she's like, you're sometimes not even aware, like, maybe that someone's flirting with you or whatever. And I'm like, really?
She's like, God knows how long I did it with you.
That might be a little bit of a truth there, but...
That's even better. That's great. that's funny.
Yeah, but no, I had two trains of thought. Is really she was either looking just for marijuana or she was like undercover.
Well, she was probably pretty disappointed if she was undercover.
Well, probably.
I don't know. I feel like that doesn't happen that often, like at a concert, you know?
I don't know though, but it was Buffalo, and you know how Buffalo is.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Because like, why would they want to? I don't know. I feel like that would just be like.
But it wasn't actually at the grounds of the stadium. It was outside the stadium, like outside, like even the parking lots of the stadium. So that's why I was considering that maybe it was like.
Oh, okay. Like it's far. Yeah. It's far enough away from the stadium itself to kind of warrant some law laying down.
Yeah, and what you know what made me kind of you know go to that. As a possibility is there's like the other concert pavilion that's nearby. And like every time they have a concert, invariably they always report in the newspaper, like how many arrests were made at whatever show it was. And it doesn't matter what show it was that they're always like the Goo Goo Dolls played. And they're like, yeah, we had 20 arrests at the Goo Goo Dolls.
What?
I'm not joking, dude.
Well, mostly because it's the Goo Goo Dolls.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Or then they'll be like, oh, fucking country guy, the Toby Keith plays. And they're like, there was 50 arrests of Toby Keith.
That I can understand, but, you know.
So, like, the scalability there, you know, you understand there's far more arrests at, like, somebody like Toby Keith than there would be at the Goo Goo Dolls. But still, yeah. That there was 20 arrests at the Goo Goo Dolls, it kind of, like... You kind of think about that and you go, okay, well, why were, you know, what caused there to be 20 arrests, you know, at the Goo Goo Dolls? And there's like underage drinking, there's drugs that they bust people on. So that's what got me thinking, maybe she wasn't really trying to score drugs. Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. But that really, I mean, the show was great. And you know who I was really impressed with? Beck. And you two was awesome. But really, those are the only two, like, things that, like, really stuck out to me, like, that were kind of, like, funny or interesting, you know, like, from the show. I mean, everything else was kind of like, okay, yeah, I mean, YouTube put on a great show. Beck was amazing. I was really surprised at how good he was. But other than that, it was pretty mundane. As far as, like,
it's still pretty funny, though. It's funny, you're just like, there's not too much that happened.
There really wasn't. I mean, it was a great show and everything, but there wasn't, like, anything, like, You know, there wasn't like Jim going to the bathroom like five times during the middle of the show, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Although Jim did have almost came up to see the show with us.
Oh, I would have loved to have, man.
Yeah, that would have been great if you were able to do it. Yeah. We ended up, unfortunately, Liz fell ill. She was supposed to go with us, and she couldn't go. And so we ended up, like, that was day of show. We ended up with, like, an extra ticket, and a friend of my sister's ended up coming instead, which was fine. I mean, it was cool and everything, but, yeah, Jim was pretty damn close to coming up for the show, I think.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. Plus, it would have been extra time with Jim. You know what I'm saying?
Who doesn't want that?
It would have been even better, especially considering you were supposed to come up this weekend and stuff got in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Especially while Dylan was away and out of town.
Hmm.
Well, I went to some concerts too. Don't forget.
Oh, I know. And I know you told us a great story.
Oh, there's a story that cannot be told here. Yeah. But let's just say a certain somebody that I went to the concert with might be a little too old for his old habits, so to speak.
Wow. That almost sounds like you're sarging somebody out there.
Kind of does.
Maybe a little bit, but I think the story's too funny for it to be worthy of said person being called a sarge.
Does he listen? I tell you what.
Whoa. What was that, Jim?
Does he listen?
So what were you going to say? Like, you were like, let me tell you, I'll tell you what.
Oh, you know what? You know what I think we should do? This will help with our listenership. If you want to hear, and you can nix this if you want. If you actually want to hear the story, go up to Dylan and ask him what it is.
Or you can email us.
Yes.
Maybe get a personal phone call from Dylan and he can tell it to you.
Yeah, do that. But
oh,
yeah,
hey, that doesn't sound like, I think we put him on the spot there.
If anybody emails,
no, dude, I'm okay.
If anybody emails, I'll pretend I'm Dylan and call him. Yeah, so I was at this concert and
it was Justin Bieber.
And I was at a concert.
And I was super excited and I was like, oh boy.
I'm big now.
Yeah, we got a new character for the show now.
Dylan
didn't pick it up. Let me do it again. Oh boy.
It's Mickey Mouse, isn't
okay,
it?
Yeah.
I just said that.
You said a baby.
No, I said, what, we got Mickey Mouse over here?
No, I didn't.
It didn't sound like that at first. It sounded like you said something else.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the full story, maybe track Dylan down and ask him what happened.
I'll gladly tell you this hysterical story. But anyway.
We're not going to tell it on the pod because
no,
I think it's...
we're not.
It's too hot for the pod.
Yeah,
it's a hot mess.
Yeah, and it's not sexy at all.
Not in the least.
So, but anyway, said concert. Did I mention what it was?
You haven't.
Oh,
and I think you should, because I saw pictures that you posted from this concert, and it looked amazing.
Well, it was Roger Waters from Pink Floyd doing his Us and Them show. Saw it at the Prudential Center, and I think this is the fourth time I've seen Roger on tour, and holy shit, man, this was one of the best fucking shows. This might be the best fucking show he's done. It's probably one of the best shows I've seen. I mean, damn, the production value was out of fucking control, like craziness. I strongly encourage you to just look up pictures of it.
Well, my brother's going to it, I think, this weekend in Albany. But so I'm assuming like the fourth show is the point where you can just call Roger by his first name.
I'm like, hey, Rog, how's it going? He's like,
oh, now yeah. You've even shortened it further. You're not even just calling him Roger. You're calling him Rog.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Rog. Wow. He's like, Hi, Mike, or whatever he sounds like. Yeah, I think he's got a kind of a nasally voice.
So apparently now he's Cockney.
No, it's Cockney. Cockney's I'm Michael Caine. That's your Cockney action.
Yeah. All right, so pretty amazing concert from all that I've heard and all that I've seen. I mean, your pictures look pretty fucking awesome.
Aren't those some Pink Floyd lyrics?
Are they?
I think that it's like all that. What is it? All I've heard and all that I've seen. It's from the last song on Dark Side of the Moon.
Wow, totally unintentional there.
Hang on.
I'm not even joking. I didn't even mean that. But your road seems to go on forever here, Dylan.
Oh, it does. You know, I'm just gonna go on Setlist.fm because I want to look at the setlist from Roger Waters and just see what it was, because it was pretty impressive. But then the next night I went to go see Rocky Erickson, who's like an old he's from like the 60s and the 70s. He was in a psychedelic band called the 13th Floor Escalators. So I saw him on Friday. That was pretty cool. And I went to a metal show, went to go see this band Baroness, which is a favorite of mine, out in Brooklyn. I was a bit tired Monday. It was a lot of concerts. So.
Tired.
But yeah, listen, this is the show, the Roger Waters show set list. And I know you guys both know your Pink Floyd pretty, if not pretty decently, pretty good. Just to give you an idea, 24 songs. That's pretty fucking good.
Not too bad.
So he started off with, I mean, just like the first six songs are crazy. It's nuts. It's Breathe, One of These Days, which was awesome. Time, the Breathe reprised, Great Gig in the Sky, which was probably actually, that was might have been the only thing I didn't really like about the show. I wasn't crazy about the performance, the vocal performance of Great Gig in the Sky.
Okay.
But then they did Welcome to the Machine, which is like one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs. Then he did four of his own. Wish You Were Here, Happiest Days of Our Lives, Another Brick in the Wall, Parts 2 and 3. And then they took a break. And then the next set of songs was Dogs, Pigs, Money, Us and Them. Another song, I think, by him called Smell the Roses, Brain Damage, Eclipse, and then they encored with Vera, Bring the Boys Back Home, and finally Comfortably Numb. It's just like, oh, that's such a great lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I dug it a lot.
Awesome.
And,
awesome. I thought you had a great time.
Yeah, but the good times just did not stop coming.
I know. So what could you possibly, I mean, you had an epic weekend of concerts. What could possibly top that?
Going to New Orleans, probably.
What?
You don't even know how insanely jealous I am that you got to go to one of my favorite cities in the world.
Oh, man, dude, it was absolutely fantastic. It was an amazing experience. It was my and my grandmother's present to my mom for turning 60. So,
wait, you got a present for your mom turning 60?
Yeah,
dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the big 6-0, you know.
No, I said you got a present.
Oh yeah, we split it.
Hmm.
Your mom doesn't look that old. Just saying.
No, she doesn't. I'm saying?
Oh, well, you know what? You can tell her that in person in a few weeks.
Yeah.
You can. Totally can. Oh, speaking of which.
Side note, before we get into the New Orleans bit.
Second anniversary episode live in New Jersey.
Yes, you guys are finally coming down to me.
Yes.
I feel like this is not something that happens that often.
A once-in-a-lifetime trip to New Jersey.
Oh, not in this lifetime trip.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. But yes, we are going to record our two-year anniversary episode live in the heart of New Jersey.
Deep we in the heart of Texas.
We might even have some special guests.
Oh, I think we could arrange that.
Well, I know there's two that are traveling with us that will surely be on the episode.
A new guest, possibly, too.
Oh.
Never before heard.
Never. We actually haven't even met this person.
No.
I don't know if she'll be around for that.
Oh, here we go.
No. Just based on the timing of what we when we want to record and stuff, I don't know if she's going to be around.
Starting to think she doesn't exist.
Oh, I've just been lying.
It's a total, like, catfish situation.
You know what's fucked up, dude? I've never heard that term before. And, like, I don't know, a week ago. Probably a little bit longer than that. There's a show called Catfish or something.
It's based on a movie.
Yeah, it's like a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's based on a movie.
But I've never heard that term before, and I've heard it like five times since
then. Wow. That's crazy. Weird. That's crazy. I mean, you know, like, there's a football player that got catfished. He plays, I think, maybe for Miami.
Like, why catfish? Like, what's...
I don't know. I really don't, but...
It's because,
they get hooked easily?
No, it's when you, when you do catfishing, I think, they don't really catch them in, like, a traditional manner. I know there's this method where they, like, hang a string between, like, two trees that are, like, you know, on either side of a river, and then they dangle, the bait in the water, and the catfish like comes up and bites it and then gets hooked, but they're sort of just like dangling on the that's how you're supposed to catch them. You dangle the string, you don't like cast out or something like that. So I guess the metaphor here is the person that is catfishing, so to speak, it's like they're just dangling the other person on a line. Like they're not, there's no security to it or something. It's very loose.
Food for thought. Maybe we're getting catfished by Dylan.
Could be. But you know what, though? I mean, in all seriousness, I'm not saying I've never done stupid shit in my life. I could fucking be the poster child. But how fucking stupid do you have to be?
It seems like it occurs a lot more than you would think. I mean, there's a football player named Manti Te'o who...
Sorry, I shouldn't say stupid. I mean, yeah... Affairs of the heart are different.
You've never met somebody, but you think that you're having some sort of romantic relationship.
But I mean, just how far, like, personally for me, it would have to hit a certain point, and I'd be like, look, this is either gonna, you know, happen or not. You know, none of this, you know, back and forth, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And there would be a breaking point for me. And not, you know, like, some of these people are just like, oh, it's been 3 years, and, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of catfish...
A southern delicacy?
A southern delicacy that you can get in New Orleans.
Yes, this is true. Although I did not have any while I was down there.
But what did you do?
Oh, man. Well... We left on a Wednesday. We got in, I think at like 4 something like that. Our flight was delayed a little bit. But we got in, got to our hotel. If you're going to stay anywhere in New Orleans, there's a great place. It's the Britannia Park, hotel. Yeah, Britannia Park Hotel, or they call it like the Garden District Hotel or something like that. I don't know. I know you can find it if you type in Britannia Park Hotel.
What about the place I stayed at last time? Is that place not a place to stay at?
Well, you can stay there too, but like, where did you stay?
We stayed at the Hampton Inn in the Garden District.
Oh, but that's a Hampton. This is like...
It was a nice Hampton.
I'm sure it was nice, but it's like... But that, like, a Hampton is like just a regular... It's like a hotel. Like, everyone knows what a Hampton is.
Oh.
Like, did your room have a spiral staircase?
Oh. Did our room have a spiral staircase? No.
Well, mine did.
Okay.
What'd you do on it?
I walked up and down it.
How many times?
You know what would have happened on me on a spiral staircase?
You wouldn't have, I don't know what.
Probably would have banged my head.
Bang your head.
Well, anyway, it's a great hotel, very affordable. The rooms are very nice. The staff is super, super friendly. I recommend it. It's in a great area in New Orleans, right off St. Charles Avenue. So, but we got in, we had dinner and drinks at this awesome little, well, it's not little, it's pretty big. This bar, like a block and a half away from, well, maybe like two blocks away from where we were staying, called the Avenue Pub, that had a phenomenal tap list for beer and an even more extensive list of bottled beers, both cellared and aging and, you know, just readily available, plus like a ton of whiskey. It was just a great place to go hang out, like a really nice crowd, and had a nice upstairs. We sat out on the balcony to have dinner. Then the next day we spent in the French Quarter, which you guys have obviously both been to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, though. We went to the French Quarter twice while we were down there, and the second time was on Saturday, and it is a much different place on a Thursday during the day than it is a Saturday at the same exact time.
Oh, certainly.
Because a lot of tourists were there on Saturday. I felt like Thursday, it was definitely still like active and busy, but it was much less crowded.
I mean, did you see any like puke running down into the drains, you know,
no,
on the street
no,
or anything?
I did not see anything like that. And if we did, we avoided, like we didn't, we actually, it was funny, we didn't walk down Bourbon Street because it was actually closed. They were doing like road construction on it.
Hmm.
So we didn't go on Bourbon Street at all. We kind of walked around it, but we walked down like Lafayette Square.
David Lafayette Square?
David Lafayette Square, yeah, exactly. But yeah, we like walked down there and like through a bunch of the other streets in the French Quarter, and you know, that was a lot of fun. We did go to Café Du Monde, had beignets, they were delicious.
And did you have a hand grenade?
You know what? I did not have a hand grenade. I did have a hurricane, though.
I saw your picture at Pat O'Brien's.
So we did go there, we did get hurricanes, that was cool.
I heard you, that the French Quarter and all that stuff's changed since the hurricane.
You mean since Katrina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it has. But it's, I mean, it was a blast while we were there. I think we just went out to dinner. No, you know what? We were going to go to a cemetery, but the cemetery closes at 3, so we wound up walking down to, I guess that was Thursday. I don't know. I'm trying to remember the exact rate of events.
Did you have my favorite New Orleans experience?
Going to NOLA Brewing?
No. Did you wake up the next morning with red drool on your pillow?
No, I did no such thing.
Red drool?
Yeah, red drool. See, Jim, this was one of my favorite NOLA experiences. Is that we, Sean and I went out and we got those like frozen daiquiri type drinks at one of those, you know, where you just pop in and you get one of them big ass like frozen drinks in like the styrofoam cups.
Okay,
you know what
gotcha.
I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And of course, the best part is you can just walk around on the street drinking.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. And you get absolutely you get absolutely sloshed on one of those, right? So, like, I wake up the next morning with, like, a big drool stain on the pillow that's the same color of the color of whatever beverage I picked that previous evening. So, hence the drool stain.
Yes, delicious sounding.
Deliciousness. Just deliciousness that you should not pass on when you go to New Orleans.
No.
But,
so,
you know what, though? There might be another time that you go to New Orleans. Just saying.
Well, there might be. I definitely want to go back. But we were from there. We were going to go to a cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And there's ones right there, like in the Garden District area.
Well, they all close at like 3 or 3:30 or something like that. So we just wound up walking all the way down to through the Garden District, and we wound up walking all the way to NOLA Brewing Company.
Nice.
Where we hung out for quite a while and drank a good amount of beer, and then had dinner at a restaurant that actually, I guess, was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, based on the giant picture of Guy Fieri that I saw hanging in there.
Nice. We've seen a lot of him on the cruise, too.
Those burgers, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
His burgers were pretty good. Speaking of the
cruise, hey, you know what? His burgers and his barbecue on the next cruise.
Hey, the burgers I'm down with, they were actually pretty good.
Burgers were great.
Oh, by the way, second semi-annual Jim's BBQ Podcast Fan Cruise, October 2018. If there's any Caribbean left.
Hmm.
Right? You know what I'm saying.
Am I going to that?
Are you going to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I like cruising, it's fun.
Of course, man.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You got your appearances to make. You got time. You got time. We're like 400 days away from the
thing. I know, but next thing I know, it'll be 4 days.
No doubt. You'll be like, oh shit, I gotta book a flight to Houston.
Oh shit.
Kathy, let's drive to the airport. Stat. Spirit!
Oh, nice.
Wow, total non sequitur, but okay, what's going on? What else was going on in New Orleans? You went to NOLA Brewing?
I went to NOLA Brewing, went out to dinner.
How was NOLA Brewing? Did you enjoy it?
I did. I liked it. Not all the beer I tried was, like, amazing, but I definitely had a good time. We actually had some freshly made pork rinds that were delicious.
Mm.
Like, literally, like, I think they just, like, you know, they deep fried them right there, like, because when they gave it to us, they were still crackling about 10 or 15 minutes after we got them.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, I had dinner. We just went back to the hotel after that. And then the next day, we ventured up to Willie Mae's Scotch House up in Treme for fried chicken. And that is, bar none, the best fried chicken I have ever eaten in my life. Hands down, if you are ever in New Orleans, go to Willie Mae's Scotch House, get yourself some of that fried chicken. It is un-fucking believable how good it is.
You saying how good it is makes me want to go back to New Orleans.
Oh my god. Oh, and you know what though? My mom got a chicken fried steak at the place we were at on Friday. That was fucking delicious too. Holy shit, was that good.
Hmm.
But the fried chicken was amazing. The fried okra was amazing. The mac and cheese was absolutely, that was some of the best mac and cheese I've ever had in my life too.
I feel like we need to do like a group trip to New Orleans.
Oh, I think we absolutely need to. It's unbelievable. It's some of the best food I've ever eaten in my life, hands down. I got emotional over it.
Wow.
I've been wanting to go there for literally like probably a year and a half, in addition to another place I'm going to mention soon. So then after that, we went to the cemetery and we walked around, which was very cool. The cemetery was really, really neat. But it was a little warm out. And then we just wound up walking again through the Duran district, through like the residential section, and, you know, just looking at like the housing and some of the architecture, which was just really, really, really nice. I mean, it's a historic area of New Orleans, and it's just, the housing is down there is just really quite gorgeous. It was just so cool. And then we went to, we just stopped in a bar real quick, had a couple of beers, just to cool off. And then we went to a hotel. We just waited outside a hotel and jumped on a shuttle, which took us all the way outside of New Orleans into kind of a, you know, a more rural area that led eventually into a swamp, so to speak, and we took a fan boat ride.
Cool. I saw the video you put up. That looked awesome.
Oh, that wasn't even the best part.
Did you eat gator?
I did not eat gator because they're my favorite. They're like my favorite animal, so I do not eat gator. I will not eat gator. But we did see some fucking gators. So we get there.
Wait, there's gators that were fucking?
No. Oh, although I will mention, though, that the ride there and back on the shuttle was not
there was best. People fucking?
No, there was a group of about eight. It was a bachelor party of eight. And they were pretty obnoxious. So we were happy to get off the bus, finally. But we get there, you know, we find...
Dylan was like, guys, I'm with my mom. Settle down.
I think the kid's not gonna like that. Gosh.
Jeez, guys. Have some manners. You use your inside voices.
Gosh. Because my lips hurt real bad.
So, anyway, so we get to the, like, you know, the port, so to speak, and, you know, we finish signing in, pay up whatever's left over to pay up, and we just were waiting outside, and eventually all the, you know, the boat captains, you know, came out, and they're getting in their boats, and the one guy who was sort of directing everybody was really fucking funny, like, he gets up, he's like standing on one of, he's like standing up a little higher, like on one of the boat railings or something. And he's just like, all right, listen, I'm going to call out the boat numbers and you're going to go into them. And he's like calling them out. And then finally he goes, boat number four. And it's this like another bachelor party. And you just see here like all these guys going, oh, we're four. Yeah, and they start walking over, and he's just like, all right, that big group of assholes, they're getting on boat four.
Nice.
It was really funny. So then they're calling down the boat numbers. They get to ours, and he's like, boat one. And I had booked a smaller boat because I thought it would be a cooler experience to go on the smaller boat because the big boats hold, like, 30 people, and that's kind of like, you know, it's a big crowd. It's not as, like, intimate, you know what I mean?
You would have ended up with the bachelor party.
Yeah, exactly. So we got on a six-boat one, plus the captain. So they're like, they call our boat number, and the guy's like, all right, boat number one, you're over here. Who you got? Oh, worst captain in the fleet. Good luck. Well, our captain turned out to be a wonderful pilot and a very, very funny guy. Very knowledgeable of the area. I strongly, you know, I know it's completely random, but if you can, for whatever reason, arrange to do your fan boat tour, it's kind of useless information because I can't remember the name of the company. I think it's like, I don't know, but the dude's name was Justin. He was awesome. So we booked through Gators and Ghosts. So I don't know if that's the specific one. They all seem to kind of leave out of one sort of hub. So to speak. All right.
Well, so Dylan, what Dylan's trying to say is go on a fan boat tour.
Yeah, get a
out of New Orleans, and just go on the small boat. You'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it.
Is it the small boat you go on? The small one.
Yes.
Okay.
So, because what happens is you go out into, it's not really a bayou or a swamp. It's actually an old logging channel. So it's more like waterways that were carved into this swamp.
What kind of ways?
1800s. Water.
No. Water. I could have sworn you said water.
Oh, you mean water? Time.
Water.
Yeah, water. So you go out in these and on the in these waterways, and we just like parked in a larger area. It kind of was, you know, more like pond shaped. And man, the fucking gators just come right at the boat. Now it's probably because they've, you know, been out there. These boats have been coming in and out for a long time, but the gators came right up to the boat, and the guy just pulls out, of all things, marshmallows. And he starts feeding the gators marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
What I just found out is that apparently gators do not have taste buds, so they don't really know what... well, I'm wondering if he was joking or not, but he said they don't have taste buds.
Google it.
I guess I will.
That sounds like one of those things on maybe one of our new segments that we're going to do.
Okay, they do have taste buds. The tongue is covered, so he obviously was just fucking around with me.
They just
What's funny is I thought I had read something similar to that, but sort of different earlier today when I was kind of prepping for one of our new segments. And we'll get to this point, but the thing that I was going to read you guys was a crocodile can't stick its tongue out.
Hmm. I don't think it can.
Well, we'll get to the new segment, later on. But it was one of those things that I was like, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's kind of interesting.
So obviously they do have taste buds, but I mean, like, you know, gators do eat a lot of shit, so I'm sure marshmallows don't really affect them in any way. But anyway, he put the marshmallow right above this fucking
gator. Maybe they just taste good.
Maybe they do. Maybe that's true. He actually did eat one right before he started feeding it, which is pretty funny. But we're like, what's that? Is that for the gators? He goes, nah, it's for me. I'm hungry. And he starts feeding them to the gators. Dude, he lured this thing right onto the boat. I don't know if you guys saw the picture I posted, but that...
I did.
This gator, I mean, and it was missing a couple of toes, which he said had something to do with mating. Apparently, when it was mating, the male got a little hungry or something afterwards and needed a little pick-me-up and bit off this the female's couple of her toes. But
isn't that how you mate?
Me? Not personally.
Okay. I was just checking.
I'm not the toe collector. That's weird. Toe collector. But, yeah, this, like, gator just, like, crawls up onto the boat. I mean, like a good, you know, like, the front half of that thing was, like, out of the water. And I was like, holy shit. I mean, I was about maybe a foot and a half away from that thing.
Nice.
So that was really fucking cool. I mean, we just sat there and the gators just like came over, they chilled, you know, we lured them out, they jumped up for them, and then we went back in, we stopped at another little lake, the gators came over to us, you know. Again, they don't do anything, they just kind of hang out. But
it kind of reminds me of like some of the excursions I've looked at for like some of the like cruise ports and stuff like that, like where they have the stingrays or sharks or whatever, and they all come up right up to the boats because they know that they're going to get, you know, fed or whatever.
I was just going to say, stingrays did that on the snorkel tour we went on.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, the stingrays, I feel like, are oddly, like, probably about 10 times, like, less, you know, less harmful. I mean, I know they have their little stinger, but if they're, like, they're not trying to kill it.
Most certainly, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, that's what I was kind of, when you were talking about, like, you know, well, two points that you were talking about. One was the fact that you got onto the smaller boat. Like, that, when you said that, I kind of laughed to myself because I was thinking, yeah, that's kind of, like, what I look at for like some of the tours that I've done, like on boats and stuff like that, like in like cruise ports. And then the other thing was the thing about the marshmallows. And I was like, yep, I've seen that before. Like not specifically marshmallows, but like, you know, attracting the animals to, you know,
yeah,
to whatever excursion you're on and what they use to do so. Or even case in point, when we went to St. Thomas and we went to Cokie Beach and they give you the dog biscuits.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about on this podcast before. So.
Well, what was funny about this is that it sounded like the bigger the boat, though, you did get kind of like a more sort of showy experience. Like, I think some of the bigger boat captains, they use like raw chicken or, I don't know, fried chicken to sort of attract the gators, and they feed it to them. And also, one of the other boats, we found out from somebody else that was on the bus with us, had a baby gator. Like, they just like threw it in like a cooler or like a bag or something. They brought it on, they're like, oh, you can hold it and take pictures, just, you know, don't put your finger in. I'm like, oh man, that would have been really dope.
I'm just picturing, like, they, you said fried chicken, like they pull out like a bag from Willie Mays and they start to throw it in the water. Dylan jumps in after and goes, no.
Well, it's funny because we were getting pretty full at lunch, and I said, hey, you want to, like, take these with us? Like, when we go on the fanboat tour, my mom was like, what, are you fucking crazy? Like, goddamn lizards don't deserve to eat as good as we do. No, she didn't. She didn't say that, but that was kind of funny. Regardless, but yeah, the Fambo tour was phenomenal. You know, we did see some other. We didn't see anything like, you know, that we didn't see like, you know, like a like the. I know there's like, you know, pumas or cougars, whatever you want to call them down there. Oh, I'm sure there's cougars of several kinds down in New Orleans, but that's I digress. We saw some birds of prey, but it was really cool. You know, like we had a great time just riding around the area. It was amazing. And then that night we went out on St. Charles Street and hit we bar hopped, and I got very, very drunk that night and wound up speaking to all the people that could have called me was our buddy Mott, and wound up spending like probably a good hour and a half to 2 hours on the phone with him. So that was kind of funny. Well, what was funny was I was literally walking in and out of bars, like buying beers, and then just like walking back to the hotel because, you know, you can do that. But I was on the phone with them.
Okay.
So the next day we went to the French Market, which was fine. You know, this was Saturday. So the French Market is kind of a glorified flea market on one end, but there's a bunch of like little restaurants and other things there.
Yeah, we went the last time we went. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was not my most favorite thing that we did there. But it was fine. You know, we had a good time, and then we walked around the French Quarter again a little bit more, stopped in to a brew pub, brew house, and tried their beers, had some oysters that were very good, and very big. Like, holy shit, the oysters are big down there. Then we
My favorite are the char-grilled oysters.
I didn't have those. I just had regular. I just had freshly shucked ones.
You shucked and jived, eh?
Exactly. Then after that, we had dinner reservations for 5, but we had a few hours to kill. We went to the Museum of Death, which was a rather, quite frankly, disturbing experience. But anyway, so at the Museum of Death, it chronicles there's a lot of serial killer stuff there. I mean, pretty much any serial killer you can think of in the history of America is in the Museum of Death in New Orleans. And I don't just mean like, oh, here's a profile. I mean, you're talking about Charles Manson. You want to see pictures of the Tate murders? Like, they're right there. It's gruesome. There is some gruesome shit in there, and it's very weird how. And I'm sure you guys could probably comment on this because you're a little bit older than me. You probably remember some of this other stuff going on in history. But like, it is really like kind of gross and weird how we sort of. Not immortalize, but in a way immortalize, and sort of like turn serial killers like almost into celebrities.
Certainly, yeah.
You know, I mean, Charles Manson is arguably as famous as, you know, like the Beatles. I don't know if you wanted to weigh in on that at all, but
yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far, but.
Well, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but
yeah,
he does have his notoriety.
But, you know,
I mean,
yeah, but I mean, again, it's just like these names show up and they become these like, again, like not like pinnacles. They're not the pinnacle of society by any stretch, but like they do exist in this weird sort of realm where we're like weirdly fascinated by them because like it's like we want to know why it all happened, you know?
Well, people want to know what makes things tick.
Exactly.
That's like why there's been like so many books written about like the JFK assassination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
A great point.
They're all wrong.
They probably are, but
well, yeah. I mean, whether it's theory or pictures from like the where he was shot or pictures from like the hospital or whatever it is. It fascinates people.
Movies and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it drives all of that stuff.
It's you know, because it drives... it's a snapshot in a point in time.
Yep.
Yeah, a well-known one, I should say.
Yeah, But yeah, if you want to know anything about serial killers, go there. And I mean, there's some other stuff there. Although, like, you know, it's a weird place because, like, in the back of the place, they have a theater. And, like, I walked in there, and, like, oddly enough, the bathrooms are, like, right behind it. And I'm like, well, I have to go to the bathroom. So I walk in there, and they're just playing this video of somebody whose, like, head got rolled over by, like, an 18-wheeler or something like that. And
I thought you were going to say there were people fucking in there.
No, there was nobody fucking in there. That would have been even more insane. And it's just like, you're just looking at this body of this person's face that's just crushed under, like, an 18-wheeler's, like, tire. And they're like, well, move the thing. And they move it. And they're like, well, there's their face. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so disgusting and graphic. And, yeah. Did you guys know that, like, in India, they used elephants to torture people?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and apparently because the elephants were so smart that they would either just like know how to immediately kill you, but they also knew like how to just like torture you over like several hours. And I was like, holy shit, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
So needless to say, we needed a couple of drinks after that.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a place I will visit anytime soon if I ever go back to New Orleans.
I'd probably go.
Again, it's really interesting. Like they, like another thing, like they had like the Jeffrey Dahmer homicide report, and the Jeffrey Dahmer homicide report is not like 10 pages. It's a fucking novel. It is a massive collection of books.
But like you get, like you books. Take it home with you to read.
Well, no,
it's like in the souvenir shop.
Yeah, exactly.
They got all that shit, but they still haven't fucking solved Tupac's murder.
Yeah, right? Or the Zodiac Killer, for that matter.
Tupac's not dead, that's why.
He's a hologram.
Whatchamacallit, Edward Wayne Edwards, I think, was the Zodiac Killer.
Did they get him?
No. He died.
Oh. But anyway, after that, we went back to the hotel to freshen up. And we went out and had, man, probably the best meal I've ever had in my life, to be honest with you.
So, I mean, I know where you went, and I know you said, like, this was, like, what, like a place that you were anticipating going. How did you find this place?
I saw this place on an episode of this show on Vice Media's food channel Munchies, and it's called Fuck That's Delicious. Maybe Jim knows what I'm talking about, but well, anyway,
sounds like something I'd watch though.
You would love it, dude. Anyway, there's this rapper named Action Bronson, and he's from Queens, but he has a show on Vice called Fuck That's Delicious, and he just travels around the world and goes to restaurants. He was a chef at one point in his life before he became a rapper.
No, why can't we fucking have jobs like that?
Huh?
Why can't we have jobs like that?
I don't know, but it would be great for us, wouldn't it? Except Jim isn't like that.
Next time somebody asks me what my dream job is at work, I'm going to be like, I'd travel the world and eat food.
Yeah. And be funny.
So I'm totally picturing, like, you know how, like, remember Pimp My Ride?
Yes.
So, like, how they always ended, like, every episode, go, your ride's been pimped. Instead of that, this guy goes, fuck, that's delicious.
That's basically what he does.
It's fucking Pimp My Ride for food.
That's but it's awesome. So much better.
I can't picture Mike watching Pimp My Ride either.
Oh, dude, it's so funny because he, like, travels around.
That was, like, one of those, like, pseudo-reality shows that I just get sucked into. Because I wanted to see what fucked up shit they would put into, like, some, like, millennial's car.
Dude, do you know how many people had to, like, get rid of their cars after that show?
Why?
Oh, I'm sure, like, all of them.
Oh, there's an... Why? Because they just said the shit didn't work. But, dude, there is an amazing article. Their car didn't work? Yeah, like, all the stuff that they had in the car was just, like, it was just too much maintenance for them. It was costing them too much money to maintain.
Huh.
Dude, there is an amazing article about the making of that show where they interview, like, I forget if it's one person or, like, a bunch of people. But pretty much even though that show was like kind of bullshit, they did say that there was one thing that was consistently true about the show, and that was that like exhibit, the host of the show, was just constantly stoned out of his fucking mind when they were making the show, and said that he was like generally like really funny. But they said that there would literally be like periods between like 30 minutes to an hour, I think they say, where it would just be like they'd just be waiting for him because he'd be smoking like two or three blunts. Which I think is just fucking hilarious.
What about MTV Cribs, Mike? Did you
How many freaking episodes could you possibly, like, he's producing these episodes, he's in them, and he's like, okay, yeah, let's go over how you did the paint job again.
Oh, it's because, the same shit over and over again, but dude, he probably made so much money off of that.
Oh, it's fucking sick. It's sickening.
You know, it's just crazy, so.
I mean, you think about it, like, you know, like, they just did, like, basically a 30-minute whatever about them putting the same shit in car after car after car.
It's basically like, hi, I'm Ryan, I'm in high school, I have this piece of shit car that my dad gave me, and it's like, I'm Exhibit, it's me, and he shows up, and, like, they freak out. They're all, like, nerds, too, that, like, get their cars pipped out, which I think is so funny.
I was delivering pizza for a living. I can barely afford to put gas in this thing. Oh.
He's like, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna save your car. Now you're gonna go this way, and we're not gonna save you for the rest of the episode. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna take this thing down to my boy Pete. And Pete does a sick paint job over here and wherever they are. And then they do like the sick paint, you know, paint job. And then
okay, now we gotta hit the fast forward button a little bit. And all of a sudden they come back, they unveil, your ride's been pimped.
And it's just like, it's like, here's what we did. We took your red car and we made it even more red, but it's shiny. And inside, there's a hot grill. And over here, you have two parakeet cages.
Wait, who the fuck would put the grill on the inside of the car?
I don't know, but that's like something dumb they would do.
Oh, and there's a 60-inch flat-screen TV out the back window. So all the people riding behind you could see my show, Pip Your Ride, on your car.
And that's the only thing you can play.
It's the only thing that's allowed. We actually glued the DVD player tight, so you can't actually open the DVD up. It plays season one of Pip My Ride, or Pip Your Ride, on replay.
Wow, Exhibit, this is great! Thanks! Man, I'm glad we helped Cody out today.
Your ride's been pimped.
But next time on Pimp My Ride, the same exact shit.
Did you ever watch? We
put the 60-inch television on the front hood so you can watch while you travel.
And you don't need to see because you're a badass.
Did you watch MTV Cribs?
I've seen some episodes of it.
Yeah, I've seen that. Of course I've seen that. I used to watch that all the time, too.
I just wondered if Mike watched that.
It's same concept. It's just, well, not same concept. I mean, it's celebrities walking around their house and showing off all the shit that they have. And then you come to find out, like, some of those houses aren't even really their houses.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, man, that was, like, the big thing. It's like, some of those places were just fucking staged.
That's nuts. So, I actually didn't know that. Anyway, so that's, like, we're super off topic now.
So here's the thing, do you think we can find Exhibit to maybe do like a Pimp Your Podcast?
That would be pretty awesome.
What would he do to pimp our podcast though?
Buy some good equipment.
Buy some good equipment. This would be nearly impossible for him to fuck up. Like it's just like, just buy us good recording mics.
What would you like? Would I have to edit like on like a 75-inch like computer screen?
No, you'd have a huge mixing table like Dre.
Exactly.
And they'd also fly us to each other at a different location every week.
Oh, nice. Live. Okay. So
we got very off topic.
We did. So I know you went out to eat Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's where you left off.
I was explaining where I had seen the show. I guess just to recap it real quick, I saw it on this show on Vice Media on their food channel Munchies called Fuck That's Delicious, and it was one of the restaurants that the host went to.
What's the name of the restaurant?
It's called Toops Meadery, and it's run by a guy named Isaac Toops.
Is that the one with the big, like, hatchet on the sign?
Yes.
Okay.
And their specialty, as you could probably figure out, is meat. And we had, for an appetizer, we actually had these delicious artichokes that were, I believe, grilled and cracklins. Do you guys know what cracklins are?
No.
It's basically deep-fried bacon.
Ooh.
But, like, thick cut. So, like, the... You know when you get, like, pork belly and it's, like, the fat and then the meat and then the fat? Do you know what I'm talking about? You know when you get to that part of, you know, like, when you get to that part and, like, a cut of meat where it's just like, oh, my God, they were so fucking good. And then for dinner, my mom got a Wagyu beef steak, which I tried and was absolutely delicious. And I got...
What's Wagyu beef? Never heard of
it's
that.
It's Japanese. And it was delicious, perfectly cooked. And I had a lamb neck, and oh my God, that was an absolutely mind-bending experience. That was so delicious, with some, like, amazing red wine that we had, and then, oh God, it was just, that was one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. What a fucking impeccable display of, like, you know, cooking skill. So fucking delicious. I probably shouldn't, but I could probably eat that every day for the rest of my life, and I'd be happy. It was so good. What the fuck are you laughing at?
No, no, it's just funny. Jim and I had the same reaction. We both went, at, like, the same time. No, I mean, dude, that's great. I'm glad you had, like, a really good meal. That's, you know, that's what I think is sometimes important in life, is to have, like, you know, really fantastic meals like that.
Oh, it was
especially when it was so,
I've literally wanted to go there for, like, a year and a half.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you got to experience
that. And so, you found your own spot.
Yeah. So, but we didn't even wind up going out after that because we were just so fucking full. We just were like, we just wanted to go back to the hotel and, like, kind of just fall asleep, which is what we did basically. And then we came back home the next day, and that took a very long time because we were delayed, I think, in both in New Orleans and Houston, where we had a layover, and we got home pretty late. But you know what? It was worth it.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a great trip.
We pretty much did everything we wanted to do. Obviously, there's more things to do in New Orleans. You know, like, we didn't really check out, like, Frenchman Street and didn't see any live music. And we didn't, I didn't have a hand grenade like you suggested. And
didn't go to Dat Dog.
So there's definitely things for me to do next time around. But I'm thinking next time I might.
The brewery that we talked about.
Yeah, the brewery there was right by the hotel. Didn't wind up going there. But yeah, there's tons more to explore, obviously, the next time I go.
Mm-hmm.
So, what an amazing experience. Like, just such a great few days, you know, away. It was just wonderful.
Awesome.
So that's my New Orleans story. Wow. And, you know, and you know what? On top of it all, I only got, like, drunk, like, one night. Which, you know, for being, like, what New Orleans is, that's kind of, I think, kind of impressive. I generally did not stay out that late, so.
I was talking with Sean. Y'all know Sean. He's been previous podcast guest.
Oh, this is brother, a question?
My brother Sean. My brother Sean. And he, you know, I wish more people would do this. You know, this is a call to arms for the people that listen to our podcast. He came up with a scenario that he wanted me to run by you guys. And it's such a bizarre scenario that I can't help but ask you guys it. And I'm starting to laugh while I'm thinking about asking this. So I can't remember where we were driving. He's like, you should ask this on the podcast. He's like, I think this would be a really good thing that might yield a interesting conversation. I think he had this conversation with maybe some of his fraternity brothers online or something. So here's the question that he wanted me to pose to you guys. And you can take it as you will. You can answer it however you want to answer it. The question is, how many six-year-olds do you think that you could take in a fight until you'd become overwhelmed and would have to, like, submit, or you'd be killed or whatnot?
Killed by six-year-olds. Okay.
It depends. I mean, since we're taking it any way we want, or Dylan and me and you are answering, do we want to assume it's one at a time, it's a mob, it's so many at a time?
Well, it's how many do you think you could take on until you become overwhelmed? So, like, there's one comes at you and you can pretty easily fend off one, and then two come at you at the same time.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just level them one at a time?
But that's what I'm saying. They're not coming at you one at a time. They're coming at you, like, first it's one, and then it's two at the same time, and then three, and then four.
Okay, so it's not a Royal Rumble situation.
No. No, eventually, you know, there could be, you know, 20 of them coming at you all at the same time.
So they come in waves. Okay.
Well, no, they're all coming at you at the same time. They're attacking you at the same time.
Right, but what me and Dylan are thinking is we take one, okay, then two at a time, then three at a time, then four at a time.
But eventually there's going to be an overlap where, like, you're fighting off, like, six of them, and there comes the next seven, and then there's, like, so now you're fighting 12 of them, and then all of a sudden, well, I'm accounting for you took at least one of them out of that 13, and then there's, like, eight of them, so now you have, what is that, like, 23 of them, like, attack you. So,
How many do you think you could fend off before it would become too much and you would just succumb to a six-year-old attack?
I'm going to go with their age number, six.
Oh, so you think, like, you could go up to six and then all, like, seven would be too many and you would just...
If there was enough time for me to fight off all six of them, I might be able to go to seven. I think at seven would be the point where I would start being, like, because at that point, it's like...
They're attacking you from all sides.
Like, some are jumping on your legs, some are jumping on your arms, some are jumping on your back. Somebody's probably climbed up your neck. And then eventually, like, after the seven, like, eight are going to come out. And then from there, it's like, you're done. And I'm assuming these are just, like, flat-out fucking aggressive six-year-old children. These aren't just, like, random. They're just like, they're like, I want blood. Like, this is, like, the children of the corn.
No, after.
You can assume whatever you'd like. I just took it as just like six-year-olds. So the answer I gave Sean while we were driving around, I said 20.
Like 20 waves or like 20 total?
20 total would be too overwhelming.
I think you're overestimating.
I don't know.
I just, you know, and because the reason I said six is because I've had four or five of my cousins around that age range at the same time, and right about four is you start to struggle. Five is, like, almost overwhelming, and six, I'm just figuring, is, like, just
I think done. If I'm really, though I know they're coming and I gotta fight them off, I'm taking out, like, three or four of them, like, easily, like, right in one fell swoop.
You gotta,
like, one punch is going to take out, like, easily three or four.
Dude, you know, they're quick and wiry little motherfuckers, man.
I know, but man.
No, but Jim, how fucking funny is just the thought of, like, Mike's being like,
I'm just thinking, like, your brute strength is your strength, but you're also slow.
Like, Jim, did you ever see Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Do you remember in the first one when they're showing, like, it, like, the big war in the beginning, like, before all the shit happens again?
Yeah.
Like, when it's, like, the men and the elves fighting against, like, all the orcs, and then, like, the, what's his name, Sauron? Yeah, Sauron walks out with his club, and he's just clubbing people, and you just see people, like, flying up, like, left and right. That's what I'm picturing Mike doing, just, like, fighting off, like, just this massive little creatures.
But
I mean, basically, I think like, there'd be so many of them at some point. But like you, like if they were all like attacking you at once, like some of them would just they wouldn't make it very far. But it would just eventually you'd be overwhelmed by the sheer number of them.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's like ants.
Yeah.
But that's why I said you could. Why wouldn't you just fucking level them? You know, like I said, you know, like my cousins, they jump on you, you're wrestling, you're not like.
But there's only so much you can do if they're all attacking you at once. No, they're going to eventually figure out. Yeah.
I'm just saying, 4, 5, 6 of them get a hold of you, they're taking you down.
I don't know, man.
Well, maybe not you. You might need 8, 9. But...
That's why I went 20, because I figured I could at least take, initially about 5 or
right,
6 of them.
Right, but I'm going on the thing that. How many can you take on at a time? Not how many can you...
Well, right, but if they're all coming at me, I'm going to at least take out, like...
Right, but more are still going to come at you after that, right?
But they're all coming at the same time. I'm going to at least take out 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, so we're talking one wave all of at 20. The same time.
Yes.
Okay, see, me, I was going off... What were you thinking, Dylan? Yeah.
I was thinking it was coming in waves.
Yeah, see.
No, it's just one wave.
If you're so like if you're saying that, I agree with you. Yeah, you're gonna fucking drop 5 or so of them in one shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
So yeah, I don't know, maybe 15, 10, 15 at that point, but
yeah, that's why I thought your numbers were kind of low. I was like, nah, you would at least take out a few of them, but then like the other ones would eventually get to you.
All right, but I'd be out of breath after the fucking first, like, knocking 2 or 3 of them out, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Sean's scenario that he wanted us to talk about.
Well, what was his answer?
I don't know if he gave one. I think he just wanted to know what we thought.
I call it shenanigans.
I can't recall what he said. His answer may have been, I don't know, 12 or 15 or something like that. But I can't recall for sure. I mean, this goes back a couple of weeks that he asked me this question, so I've been holding on to this one for a couple of weeks to ask you guys what your numbers would be.
Yeah, it would be close. It would probably be like what Jim said.
Okay. I mean, that's what I kind of figured you'd be at. I didn't think you were going to be at 5 or 6. I think you would, if it was one wave, you would be able to at least handle a few of them, you know, before the masses took you out, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So...
Hell, knock one down and just throw him into the other ones.
Use him as a weapon?
Yeah.
Just grab him by the ankles and start just swinging him around?
Either an arm and a leg or ankles, whatever.
Yeah. Actually, you know who I was thinking of, Jim, with all of this hurricane stuff and... the islands and everything that were affected. I was thinking of our buddy down in Grand Turk. Don.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all that I've heard is Turks and Caicos were just devastated.
We should email them.
They might not even, I mean, from what I've been hearing, they might not even have power or anything there yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking of. And plus, like, all of the other, you know, like, St. Thomas, I think, has been got hammered really bad. And, man, the ships and everything are just not even able to go to some of those ports. So, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking about is some of those smaller islands and everything. You know, Florida and Houston and all them They'll recover, but man, I feel for those people on those islands and, you know, those smaller businesses and everything. Hopefully they come back and we're able to visit with them soon, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, do we want to get into some of our weekly segments?
Sure. Do you want to do Would You Rather, or did you want to do that like other list that you found online?
Well, we're not going to do that whole list. That's going to be like a start of a new segment.
Oh, but you had a new segment, didn't you?
I do.
Crap, then let's fucking introduce that shit.
All right, let's introduce that shit. Well, before we introduce that shit, I think we got a Jim's BBQ podcast has an announcement to make. I think effective episode 67, we are officially going to retire insecurities.
Oh.
Insecurities with Dylan.
No Jim. Longer. No longer with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
Yeah. It really, in all honesty, I think we kind of ran its course with it. We ran through so many questions. We had such great times with it. It yielded so much great content for the podcast. Hell, I mean, it yielded our intros that we came up with, you know, the music behind the intros. But we kind of felt like it was time to change things up. And, you know, I know Sean, my brother Sean, he had a huge part in coming up with that segment because he actually supplied like the whole, what, the first 35 or 36 original questions that we rolled through. But, you know, we kind of took it on from there, and I thought it was a lot of fun, but I kind of felt like it had run its course a bit. So we kind of decided to retire it. You know, I mean, we did well over a year of those, you know that? So it's pretty cool.
That's a logo.
Yeah.
But we have something else to take its place, I think.
We do. And I think this one will be kind of interesting because I think some of these, we'll get into this. But, you know, I had an opener in mind for it, but I think that maybe you've used it for Sarge of the Week, Jim.
It's all right.
It was going to be a almost like a Degeneration X homage. Like the ladies and gentlemen. Have you done that one before?
Yeah, I've done it quite a few times.
Yeah, I thought you had.
Well, right. Then we're all just right. Not going to do it anymore for Sarge of the Week.
Well, no, we'll just... you know what? Let's put it out there. You know, if you have an idea for an opener for this segment, you know how we like to do our openers, you know, like the da-da-da-da, insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike. If you can come up with something that incorporates the title Fact or Crap, let us know. Let us know what you come up with. And
what about Frap?
Frap.
Wow. I love Jim just swoops in there with some ridiculous comment.
Frappuccino. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
There's a thing called Frappuccino.
What does How that does have to frap do with not make sense? Crap?
Wow.
Wow. Frap?
I got where he was coming from, but it's pretty...
You're pushing it.
It's pretty Crappuccino. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, don't shit on Mike's segment.
Yeah, you better heed your own advice there, Jim.
Yes.
Just saying.
All right, boys. Well, it's time for Fact
it's or time. Crap. It's time. It's time for Fact or Crap.
Oh. Maybe we got one there. I like that. It's almost like it's Vader time, but it's...
Uh-huh. Yeah. What was yours, Mike?
It was going to be, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jim's BBQ Podcast is proud to present to you Fact or Crap. Oh, someone had a squirt.
I heard crap, and I just went...
So it's something like, do alligators or do gators have taste buds?
Which they do.
All right, so we'll just discuss a few of these facts, and we'll see what comes of this. I thought these were kind of interesting. Actually, you know what? I think Sean passed these ones on to me too, ironically, or maybe he did. I can't remember. Or maybe you did, Dylan. I can't remember who found these, but I thought they were interesting. Anyway, so fact number one. The longest time between two twins being born is 87 days.
I gotta call crap on that.
I mean, are we actually, like, are we going to, like, go, oh, this is total bullshit, or this is a fact, or... I mean, I don't care to, like...
I don't see how that would be possible, but... I mean, I guess anything's possible, but...
I can see it's possible, but... I'm going to go with... I'm gonna
what happens if they had to... What happens if one had to come out because of, like, a health reason, but the other one could still go full term?
Well, that's true.
I'm going to go with it's true.
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, do we really want to fact check these, or do we just want to talk about them?
I thought you had the answers.
Oh no, I don't have the fucking answers. I'm not gonna do that much research. I thought we just wanted to maybe talk about these. I think they're just kind of fascinating.
I think we. Need
what do you? What would you prefer to do? Do you want me to like actually go in and look these up or whatever?
I think
because they have like links to articles and shit about them.
Dude, if I don't know the answer, my OCD is gonna kick in and I'll be up all night.
No, I just Googled it. It's 87 days apart.
This yeah, I'm kind of hesitant to click these links though to these articles.
No, this is the Huffington Post.
Yeah, I know, but I mean
he's saying the links on the articles themselves, not
the links on the page that I have.
Well, this is on the Huffington Post, so I'm gonna say that this is true.
So what were the circumstances, like Mike said?
Well,
like,
these say incredibly weird facts, so I think they already fact checked these, but I just don't. I'm just calling fact or crap. Just you know, I mean, we could call it whatever we want.
Oh, I see. Right. So you think they're all true?
Well, this is incredibly weird facts, so I would think that these are truly facts. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, we might think that they're crap. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. No, I thought it was we had to determine if they were true or not.
Not really. We could just talk about them.
Okay.
Well, anyway, just to answer your question, Jim, the one twin in this situation was born 4 months premature.
Well, none of that I can buy.
Yeah.
So, but I can't see somebody.
My theory was kind of similar.
Yeah, I can't see somebody going into labor and then 80 days later another one popping out.
Yeah, that would be a little suspect.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Okay, so the next thing on this list is the world's deepest post box is in Tsusami Bay in Japan. It's 10 meters underwater.
Did we say that again? The
post box? Like where you drop off the mailbox. Fucking mail?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one before. That is true.
It's 33 feet underwater?
10 meters, yeah.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Like your postman, does he got like a scuba suit that he puts on? Like when he's, like, when he's ready to deliver the mail?
He's like swimming over. He's got like waterproof mail with him.
I mean, what is like? Is the house underwater too?
No, it's probably not. It's probably like.
Is it like some James Bond villain's like house?
Yeah, right.
I think at one point it was something where it wasn't underwater, but now it is.
But is it one like they like regularly deliver to, or is it just like it's just like, oh yeah, there's somebody who used to get their mail delivered here, but now it's underwater, but it's still there, but we don't really deliver mail to it.
Basically, yeah.
So that's kind of bullshit. It's like, if it was like one that they were still like delivering mail to in some form, then I'd be like, all right. Like, say it was like some underwater facility and they were actually legitimately delivering mail to it. That would be cool, I think. That it's like just some like, yeah, okay, there used to be a house here. It got washed away by a tsunami and the mailbox is still planted in the ground, but is now 33 feet underwater. It's just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Basically, yeah. I think that was what.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So this one might play close to your heart, Jim. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his cell phone contract without paying a fee.
That is also true.
It did not work.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, right. I get that. I think that's kind of interesting. How do you already know about that?
I read that somewhere else before, too.
Okay. All right. So, Dylan, I'll direct this one to you.
Okay.
The oldest condoms ever found.
Okay. What does this have to do with me?
I'm trying to include you in on the conversation. What? I'm just trying to include you in on the conversation. The oldest condoms ever found date back to the 1640s. They were found in a cesspit at Dudley Castle and were made from animal and fish intestines. Which isn't that what they do like with those sheep ones or whatever? Or those lambskin
like
ones?
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Well, no, I think they made those fairly regularly up until what? Probably a few years ago or so, didn't they?
I'm not sure.
I wonder if there's a place we could look that up.
Probably.
Wow. I didn't even get finished putting lambskin in, and it was like lambskin condoms. Oh, fuck. You could still buy them at Target.
Really?
Yeah, they still exist. Trojan makes them.
That's funny.
Well, there's a website called Condom Depot. So apparently they can protect against pregnancy, but not, like, STDs.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really see any history thing about them. I don't know if I want to look any further. Oh, wait. Let me do this. They have lambskin wiki. Yeah, lambskin condoms are made from natural lamb intestine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of a similar concept, right?
Yeah.
So they were doing that all the way back in the 1640s, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you got so defensive when I directed it to you, but...
Well, because, I don't know, I thought you were making some weird accusation about it, about me.
No, I just thought, Jim was kind of all over the last one. I thought
maybe you want me to be all over that lambskin, huh?
No.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is going to be the last one, because this just kind of, this is weird.
Okay. Did you hear how alarmed he got?
Yeah, he's like, this is it, we're done.
Well, when I read this, you'll understand why I'm so alarmed at this one. In 1923, jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Park in New York. Not too far from you, Dylan.
Okay.
Despite being dead.
What?
He suffered a heart attack in the middle of the race, but his body stayed in the saddle until his horse crossed the line. For a 20-1 outsider victory.
Oh my God, that's fucking crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That's amazing. That's crazy. He's just on top of that horse, dead as a fucking doornail. Everyone's like, yeah, go, go, go. It's like, oh, he's dead. Oh.
I wonder, I mean, like you cash in your bet afterwards. And you're like, yeah, the jockey died, but hey, man, I just won $100.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought that's why I reacted to that when I read it first and went, holy shit, that's really freaking freaky. But that's the first five facts that I wanted to read off to you.
Was that four or five? I thought it was
four. That was five.
Hmm.
I mean, to go back over, we had the jockey, we had the dead jockey, we had your condoms from the 1640s, we had the guy with the cell phone contract, we had the world's deepest post office box or post box in Japan, and then the longest time between twins. You'll get more weird but strange facts next week or next episode.
Yeah, I like this idea.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of fun. I think they're...
Yeah.
I mean, if you think the condoms were a bit risque, Dylan, wait till we talk about kangaroo vaginas.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Just to give you a little tease for the next episode.
I love it when you tease me with the kangaroo vagina.
You love when we tease the kangaroo vagina?
Exactly. The kangaroo probably likes it too.
Oh, I'm sure. But
anyway, moving on from that.
Yes, I think that leads us into maybe one of our other recurring segments.
Sarge of the week.
Oh, let's get ready to Sarge!
Oh, what was that?
Oh, that might have been me. I think that was my chair.
Dylan's thinking about those lambskin condoms.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, now he just coughed, spit into. So, Jim, do you have a Sarge this week?
I don't think so.
Dylan, do you have a Sarge?
I do have a Sarge. My Sarge was this fucking woman that was sitting on the plane next to us when we were flying down to New Orleans. She was very, very... What?
Wait, were you sitting next to your mom?
No. I said we. No, I said we.
Oh, I thought maybe you were using the pejorative we.
No. No, my mom and I were sitting next to this woman, and...
Okay, just making sure that you weren't surging out your mom on this episode of the podcast.
No, so, you know how, like, on, you know how on the air flights they have, if you sit economy, I mean, I'm sure they have it first class, too, but they have, like, that, like, at the top of the back of the seat in front of you, there's, like, that little, like, slot where you can put... Where they put, like, you know, the safety card and, like, the air magazines and, you know, the menu if you want to order a drink or, like, some shitty airline food. Condoms. Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole fucking plane flight, she kept trying to balance her phone so that it, I guess it would be eye level with her on, like, one of, like, you know, the pamphlets, the menus... in that top corner, and in that top little slot on the back of the seat, and watch her movies. And she was getting really annoyed when the guy in front of her was like, "Oh, I gotta get up because I have to stretch my legs or use the bathroom." And like her phone fell at least 15 times because she was trying to keep it balanced in the most like stupid, asinine way possible.
Hmm.
And she was just nasty. Like, she was just not a nice person. Like, we got, like, I got up to use the bathroom, and then, like, my mom was like, "Oh, do I have to get up?" And she was just like, "Jesus fucking Christ," like, mutter under her breath. I was like, "All right, calm down." She was joking.
Was she?
So, who, my mom?
I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, it just, she just was so shitty and just, like, a big Sarge.
I don't know what it is about flying that makes people just become assholes.
I'll tell you.
It's weird.
Some lady gave me shit, and I didn't even know why.
What lady was that?
Remember in Chicago?
Oh, right. Yes. Yes, at the baggage claim.
Yeah.
And then the dude that was on the flight with me back from Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
It was just crazy, man. I don't know what the hell's up with people.
It's just so bizarre. She was just so nasty and like just not a nice person at all. So she was probably the shittiest thing about the vacation.
Mm.
Which in the grand scheme of things didn't amount to much. But anyway, regardless, still kind of a shit stain. And a total Sarge.
Yeah, fuck her.
What about you, Mike? You got a Sarge?
You know who else you can go fuck? Or can go fuck themselves.
I really, oh my god, I can't believe
Jim Crandall
said that. You want me to go fuck him now?
Oh, I misspoke there, Dylan. You know who else can go fuck themselves?
Chris Seymour.
Yes, Chris Seymour. Go fuck yourself.
As long as I'm not fucking him, like whatever.
Dude, I was gonna edit all that out.
No, that was funny.
Okay. But to answer your question, do I have a Sarge? Nah. Lots of fun, exciting stuff coming up. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait till October when we get to see you guys. I get to see you guys and get to record an episode or two of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who we might get on for a second episode. It might be Canadian correspondent Paul Saunders. The Canadian Velvet Fog himself. or maybe someone else who's been on the podcast before?
Possibly.
You never know. You never, ever.
Never know.
But if you want to find out everything that's going on in our world and what we're going to be up to in October or beyond, you can check us out at Facebook. It's facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
.com. Dylan?
What? I was just looking at my phone, sorry.
Oh, Dylan's distracted.
He's like, Sarah, we're almost done. We're wrapping it up.
We're almost
done.
We're wrapping it up, and then I can talk with you, Sarah.
No. I don't know. I don't know where I could possibly make it work. So let's just say I was putting and putzing around.
He was checking out Beer Slut 69.
No.
He's now like the official leader of the
fan. I can't believe that's actually. It cracks me up so much that that's a fucking account. Whoa.
Oh. I know what Dylan's doing. He's checking out videos of Beer Slut 69.
That is not happening.
You're going to find out, like, that picture on that image that Jim sent is really some guy dressed up like that.
Have you ever seen those videos of that guy that does that?
I think I saw, like, some commercial where they did that. I can't remember what the commercial was.
He's, like, a small male and, like, petite and well-fit and, like, puts on yoga pants and bends over in, like, trunks of cars, and guys will come walking by and he'll spin around out of the trunk and be like, what are you guys looking at?
Yeah, I've seen them. They're fucking funny.
They are pretty funny. What I think is funny is the guys that want to fight him because they looked at him.
I know. It's like, all right, you fucked up. What's the big deal?
I would laugh my ass off.
It's pretty funny.
I agree.
Hey, but if you want to see, pictures of Dylan or tweets of Dylan trying to pretend that he's a female, where can they go, Dylan?
Well, they can follow us on Instagram and Twitter if they punch in at JimsBBQPod.
They can also email us to ask for pictures of Dylan dressed up like a female at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. Or they could go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episode.
Hey, you know what I wonder? I wonder, like, if we're meeting up with Dylan in New Jersey and maybe we're going out to eat or whatever, and he mentioned earlier that maybe his mom might be meeting up with us, maybe she can bring, like, embarrassing pictures of young Dylan.
God.
Maybe photo albums?
She'd probably just tell you embarrassing stories.
Nah, we need pictures. We need, like,
like, picture didn't happen?
Yeah.
We need documented proof of stuff. Stories are great, but...
I'll be sure not to tell her to do that.
We'll see what happens. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it's your turn.
It's my turn? All right. So, don't forget, if you want to use your Apple product to check out the podcast, you can go out to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And, give us that 5-star rating. Tell us how much of a Sarge Dylan is. Do all that great stuff, that we want to hear from you. Much to Jim's.
Check it in.
Boulevard.com.
Woohoo.
All right, boys. Well, episode 67 in the books.
Get that. In the can.
Oh.
In the can. Whoa.
Oh.
Where do you like it, Dylan?
Better give this episode some lube if it's in the can.
How do I answer this?
Every which way but loose.
Sure, we'll go with that one.
Thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod. Well, we'll use our spit to rotate your meat.
Oh, that's fucking gross, but really funny.
I like it. I like it.
Well done.
We'll see you guys next time.
Well done, Sonny Jim.
Okay.
Fair meat's not too well done. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
All right, well, peace out.
Later, homies.
I just waved. That was stupid.
Yeah, kind of was. It's cool, though.
I totally saw it, too. It's always 9:07 with Dylan.
So we're 18 minutes early.
Looks like we're ready to rock and roll.
Rock and roll?
Yep.
We don't need our warm-up period? Do you need to stretch or anything, Dylan? Or did you get that done with?
No, I already... I'll do that. I can do that later. Actually, you have been doing a little bit of yoga, Mike.
Oh, yeah? DDP yoga?
Huh?
DDP yoga?
No. Just a little... what is it? Up dog?
What's up, dog?
He does a little tandem yoga with Sarah. You know what I'm saying?
You remember that episode of The Office where Michael Scott tried to get everybody to do that? Because somebody said, sup, dog, to him. He's like, what's up, dog? And they're like, nothing. What's up with you? And he spent the whole episode trying to get people to do it.
You know what part is actually pretty funny? When they're trying to learn CPR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one, Jim?
Yeah. I just rewatched the whole thing just like
a week ago. That part was pretty funny.
There's so many good parts in it, but dude, I find Michael Scott so frustrating now, though.
Oh, Michael Scott, I heard, goes from being a very good character to a very bad character.
What you mean in the progress
like
of the shows?
Like his writing, I heard, dropped in quality. Oh, you mean you just don't like him at all?
No, it's just when I first watched it, you know, it was like tee-hee-hee-ha-ha, The Office is funny, Michael Scott's funny. Now it's like, God, he's a fucking idiot and an asshole because you know you've had bosses like him or frustrating people at work.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I like Kevin.
Kevin, I think Creed's my favorite. Yeah.
What? Yeah, the fat guy.
Yeah, the fat guy. Well, I wasn't gonna say the fat guy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. The fat white guy, because you could confuse him with Stanley.
Oh, Mike, this is a sour beer.
Well, I'm not having a sour. Well, I should send you my picture. There you go. You got a picture.
A picture. Dude, you know what? I almost grabbed that.
Whoa, that would have been weird, man. Have we had an instance where we've had this, like, other than like when we've been together, have we had the same beer?
You mean like, do all the episodes have a distinct beer?
No, have we had, like, the same beer on, like, the same episode? You know what I mean? Like,
we haven't. You and your brother have.
Oh, right. That's right. I do remember that.
We've all drank water for one episode.
Oh, yes. I remember that one.
That was the mugged episode.
Yeah.
That's why you're an unmillennial, Dylan.
Huh?
That's why you're an unmillennial.
Why?
Stupidity annoys you. Millennials, most of them are like, doop, 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 doop.
That's such a baby boomer thing to say, no offense. But I won't get on your case because I'm glad you don't think I'm like that.
No, but seriously, I mean, like, think about your friends and other people that are millennials or whatever. They don't really get annoyed by a lot of shit. It's just like, yeah, okay. Whatever, bro. Don't harsh my mellow.
Don't. God, you've been recording that. You got that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going in.
Hilarious. I don't know. None of my friends are like. None of my friends are like that. We get worked up about shit all the time.
I don't know.
Dylan gets worked up about shit.
Yeah,
I know, but he's not a.
Don't worry.
He just was unfortunate to be born in that time period.
Oh, wait, you know what, though? I think that's probably maybe anti-millennial, that he actually cares.
That I guess that's what I maybe kind of what I'm getting at. It just,
Yeah.
I care, but like dumb shit annoys me.
Yeah, but most millennials don't get annoyed. That's like stupid shit doesn't bother them because they do stupid shit. Is what I'm saying. It's just, I don't know.
You mean like when it's like, oh my god, I went out last night. I spent like all the fucking money because I did like 3 rounds of shots for everyone in the bar, and like my fucking copywriting job doesn't pay me for 3 weeks. It's okay. I'll just ask for some money from my parents because they're paying for my apartment anyway.
You know what Easy always said?
What did he always said?
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Dre, drop me a funky ass bass line. What the fuck is up in the place to be? Coming on the mic is Dylan motherfucking G.
That was pretty good.
Well, it's pretty much word for word what his... I plagiarized it. I sampled it.
You sampled it. He probably fucking sampled something to make that song.
Probably.
Wait, Jim's got a...
Mike is on the beach. Jim is on the drums. Listen up, y'all, while Dylan fucks it up.
Alright, so while I listen to you do that, I just watched your fucking really disturbing snap.
Hey, can you do the part, the Jim... Jim is on the drums. I got a line for Dylan.
Okay, wait a minute. So don't.
Mike is
on the beach. Jim is on the drums. Listen up, y'all. Dylan fucks it up.
No, wait. No. I had it.
What?
One more time.
He wants to do the Dylan line.
Okay. Mike is on the beach. Jim is on the drums. Listen up, y'all.
Dylan fucks them in the bums.
That's your fucking creative line?
It rhymes with drums.
He's pretty excited about it, dude.
And that's your justification.
It's even better that I got Dylan or Jim to repeat it twice so I could say that.
That was Mike. That was just like it was just so juvenile, but it was so
I know.
Funny. Oh god, it's like little Mike feeding his brother. Jim, that picture that Mike showed us of him giving Sean the bottle. You know he's probably like 15 years old in that picture, right?
Oh, I thought he was like 23.
That math does not make any sense,
Dylan. No, it really does not.
Oh, Dylan.
All right.
Are you ready? We got our warm-up period done, I think.
Oh, we're actually still going to start before 9:07.
Yes. I like my rhyme. I thought it was good.
Okay.
I dropped some rhymes for you.
We can revisit that topic at a later junction.
What, you fucking people in the bums?
No.
Oh. I was like, wow, we're gonna have sexy talk on the Jim's BBQ podcast?
That's what it kind of sounded like to me for a second, but...
That's what I thought.
It's late night with Dylan.
Oh, do we need to have like a sex pert?
A sex pert?
No, a sex pert.
A six parter?
No, a sex pert. Like a sex expert.
Oh, a sex pert. Okay.
I was doing what you millennials do. You combine words and shit.
Woo!
Okay.
Oh boy, this is going to be a tough one, isn't it?
No.
No.
No, I'm only taking off, hang on a second.
I thought you were taking Friday night.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Sarah!
Yeah, I'm still Skyping.
Sarah, the guys are calling.
Okay. I won't be able to talk till midnight. Me and the boys will be partying all night.